You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. So, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, I gave Rob one assignment for the day. I told Rob to go through the last 25 drafts for the Kansas City Chiefs and to make his all-disappointment team. I just wanted to see if FAU was going to be on this team. He has 3 sacks through his first 2 seasons. It looks like he is going to miss all of his 3rd season. I don't presume that they are going to pick up his 5th-year option. I don't know why they would do that. So we're talking about heading into the final year of a contract in which I think he's going to end up being on the roster bubble. I mean, Charles Omenihu is in the final year of a deal. Mike Dana is in the final year of a deal. You would have to presume that the Chiefs take some swing in free agency, would have to assume that they draft another player at his position. I think he was looking at being a 3rd-string guy this season with the team. Like, if we just go through pass rushers this season, he's behind Omenihu, behind George Karloftis, behind Mike Dana. He looked like, based on the depth chart, he was behind Ashton Gelati. Like, if you're the 5th or 6th DN on a team, it ain't 100% certain that you're going to make the team. You maybe were going to be behind Malik Herring. So I asked Rob to go through the last 25 drafts to give us his all-disappointment team. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. We will actually do that in place of, you know what, we can do both. We can do a random Royals lineup, and we can give you the all-disappointment team. We certainly got enough time to do both. So let me give you the numbers before we get to your random lineup. The Royals have 37 games remaining this season. 37. It's not a whole lot of time left. 37. In order for the Royals to win 87 games, the Royals need to go 23-14. They need to win 62% of their remaining games. I don't think it's realistic to expect to make the playoffs if you win fewer than 86, 87 games. You need to be in that range in order to do it. But the positive is that is the exact record that the Royals have in their previous 37 games. The Royals have played much better baseball of late. There is no question about it. Their offense has been much better, and I attribute a lot of that to they've gotten out a lot of the dead weight at the bottom half of their lineup. this offense was carrying Hunter Renfrow. They were carrying Biggio. They were carrying, and I know we all love him, Jack Caglione. Jack Caglione had 125 at-bats and was hitting 150 and two. It's hard to turn your offense around if every day you're giving a guy at-bats that does that. I'm more than fine with Jack Caglione coming back next season and being part of this team and getting a chance to earn it coming out of spring training. I'm all on board for that. If this team is serious about making the postseason, Jack Caglione can't get at-bats anymore for the rest of the season, at least not while they're still in it. If the Royals get eliminated, sure, give them all the at-bats in the world. But if they're really trying to make the postseason, they got to try to put together the best nine, the best lineup that they possibly can. So they got to get Salvi back here sooner rather than later. They need to get Seth Lugo back on track, who has struggled his last couple of starts, and they got to keep things going. You got to keep Vinny Pasquantino hot. You got to keep Bobby Witt Jr. You got to keep Jonathan India, and you also need the bottom half of that lineup to continue doing what they've doing. They have legitimate options now at the bottom half of it, whether it's Kyle Isbell, Adam Frazier, Yastrzemski. You have significantly risen the floor of what this offense can be, and doing that has given you a chance. Now, I'm here to be Debbie Downer just a little bit. If the Royals are going to make the postseason, they're going to have to do something this season that they haven't done. They got to start beating good teams. The Royals right now are beating the teams that they're supposed to. You are taking care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
...of the games that you are supposed to win. I'm not knocking that. But the Royals this season, they are 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. If they're going to win 62% of their games between now and the end of the season, you still got Detroit left. You still got Toronto left on your schedule. You still got good teams left. You got to play good against those teams. You got to face your fears, so to speak, or overcome your weakness. And you got to undo a really, really bad month that you have. I want to give you these numbers really quickly. I think the lesson of all of this from this season is going to be 1 or 2 weeks can end you. You know, we love a basketball analogy. I have seen teams play Kansas really close at Allen Fieldhouse for the first 31 minutes of the game. I'm sure you've seen it. It's a nice 45-45 game. It's back and forth. The game feels close. It feels tight. Every bucket matters. And then you look up and, well, what do you know? Kansas has gone on a 12-2 run. The crowd is rocking. And we all know, even though there's 4 minutes left in the game, that is the end of the game. You are not winning. This season, the Royals have actually been really good in every month but one. And you can even boil it down. The Royals have been fairly consistent in most weeks, except 2 weeks, they had a bad two-week stretch. In the month of June, they won one home game. They had two homestands in which they lost every game of the homestand. They went 8-8 in June. So it created a deficit that they've had to basically dig themselves out of from July 1st until now. Now, maybe they will be able to do it, or maybe they end up running out of time. But the message that needs to be delivered to this organization is every week matters. And one or two really bad weeks can put you behind the eight ball and severely damage your chances of making the postseason. The Royals have had a winning month in a winning, not even a 500 month. They have had a winning month in every month this baseball season, other than June. They were 8-18 in June. So that completely undoes the April that you had, the May that you had. You look up and you're heading into the 4th of July. Wait, how are we under 500? Because you played so poorly in June. You went 15-9 in July. You've been 10-6 so far in August. The Royals have been a very, very good team, except I've seen a lot of teams play Kansas really close, except those 3 minutes. Well, those 3 minutes of why you lost. Those 3 minutes of how you lost 72-60 because you let KU outscore you 15-4, and now they're ripping up newspapers and dancing on you. That is what happened to the Royals. So maybe the Royals get themselves out of it. Maybe they don't. But that stretch in June is, if they don't make the postseason, we will be able to look back and point to exactly why this team missed the postseason. They put together a very abysmal June, and that created a deficit that ultimately they couldn't dig themselves out of. So those are the numbers. The Royals need to go 23-14 down the stretch. That would get them to 87 wins. That is the exact record that they have had in their last 37 games. So I'm here to tell you, it is possible for the Royals to get back in this thing. The Royals have about a 18% chance of making the postseason, according to Fangraphs. They have about a 24% chance of making the postseason if you look at Pro Baseball Reference. So it is about a 1-5, 1-4 chance of them making it. That is not a crazy odds. It's not a crazy odd at all that the Royals can get back in this thing. I just want the Royals to continue to do what they've been doing. String good weeks together, string winning series together. Seth Lugo wins today. You just got to figure out a way to win one of the next two games on Wednesday and the Thursday day game. You got a series this weekend against the Tigers. You got to figure out a way to win two or three. You got to continue to have good weeks, winning weeks, and keep up this positive momentum. And then I'm hoping that we look up and it's September 8th and the Royals are two and a half games back, and they've got a very important series at Kauffman Stadium that we need to go out to the ballpark and give them that extra energy to potentially help them get over the hump. That is what I am rooting for the Kansas City Royals. We will get to Rob's list coming up in just a bit, but we got another list for you. Rob, take it away.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Today's Randall Royals Live takes us back to the year in 2008, where the Royals finished 75-87. Those are the numbers they need to reach, albeit in reverse. They lost on this date to Cleveland. Here is your Randall Royals lineup from 2008.
Let's do it.
Leading off at shortstop, Mike Aviles.
You know, I love Mike Aviles. One of the greatest batting stances in Royals history.
By the way, Mike Aviles was batting .320 on this date in 2008. Was. Goodness gracious. Batting second at third base, Esteban Hermann.
I kind of remember him, honestly.
I think he was like R.C. Cola Gerard Dyson before Gerard Dyson.
Oh, that's crazy. Don't ever call me the R.C. Cola version of anybody. If somebody called me the R.C. Cola version of Nick Wright, I got to fight that individual. I got to fight them. You know what you remind me of? You're like a Dr. Thunder version of Stephen A. Smith. Hey, man, I'm pulling up, man. Drop your location. Me and you, we got to have fisticuffs if you call me that.
Batting third, the should-be Royals Hall of Famer, center fielder David DeJesus.
You're like a one-man crusade to get David DeJesus in the Hall of Fame.
Kurt Nelson, I know you're listening. Get it done.
We do like
Let's
Kurt
do
Nelson.
It.
Shout out to Kurt Nelson. We like him.
Batting fourth, first team all theft in left field, Jose Guillen.
First team legalized bank robbing.
Batting fifth in right field, Mark Tien.
Are we calling Mark Tien friend of the show?
Yeah, I would call Mark
okay.
friend.
All right, I don't know.
Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Billy Butler.
Yeah, Billy.
Batting seventh and at first base, Ross Glode.
Hey, I remember Ross Glode.
Batting eighth, behind the plate, Miguel Olivo.
Okay, former catcher.
And batting ninth, the second baseman, Jason Smith.
Who?
Sounds like a creative player in 2K.
Jason Smith. Jason Smith sounds like the name that they use for Barry Bonds whenever Bonds didn't sign up for the MLBPA. That's what it sounds like.
By the way, the Royals lost on this date because starter Luke Kochhaver went 5, giving up 4, including 2 home runs. The Royals lost on this date in 2008 to the then Cleveland Indians.
That's crazy. What was that guy's name again? What was his name?
Jason Smith.
Okay.
Let's see about a Jason Smith.
Okay. All right.
Jason Smith played 8 years of Major League Baseball from 01 to 09 with the Cubs, the Rays, the Tigers, the Rockies, the Blue Jays, the Diamondbacks, the Royals, and the Astros. So a little bit of everyone.
Yeah, what a life. That's all I'm here to say. What a life. Shout out to Jason Smith. All right. We are doing this because of Felix Onyedike Uzomah, who yesterday was placed on the injured reserve list.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, he's worked hard, so we'll see where it goes. I can't tell you how long it's going to be, but any time for that is disappointing for him, I know, because he works so stinking hard.
Maybe this is nothing. Maybe it's something. I don't know. A hamstring injury is now going to put him out for the entirety of the season? Like, how severe of a hamstring injury this was? It feels to me like he kind of got Tyler Braid here. Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels like, wait, like you've already kind of made the decision. So I looked this up. The team can designate 8 players to be on IR and then come back. And it just doesn't sound like that they're putting him as a player that can come back this year. Like, they're going to have other injuries. So I understand, like, wanting to keep that spot open. It sounds to me like he's going to be on the injured reserve list for the entire season. So I asked you to make a list. I asked you to make a list of the first team Chiefs draft disappointments. I asked you to limit this to the last 25 years. I wasn't going to have you going back in the 1973 draft for the Chiefs. It just seemed like asking you to do too much work. 25 years feels like a reasonable amount of time. I asked you to give me an offense. I also asked you to give me a defense of Chiefs draft picks who maybe didn't live up to the hype, didn't live up to the expectation, a guy that you thought was going to be productive but ended up not being very productive, maybe a guy who got training camp hype. I let you to your own devices here to give us the Chiefs draft disappointments of the last 25 years. Rob, hit some more music.
All right, Carrington, here is our all-draft lit-down team. We'll start on the offense side of the ball. At quarterback, Brody Croyle. Well, like quarterback, surprisingly hard to find draft letdowns because the Chiefs don't really draft quarterbacks.
Not
really their thing. They're not a fan.
That's what makes the Patrick Mahomes thing so crazy is they never did it. And then the one time they tried, it was like, wait, you have the greatest quarterback we've ever seen.
I had it running back. Now I cheated a little bit. I massaged the roster. At running back, I had Dexter McCluster. If you want to tell me he's a receiver, whatever. He's my running back. At receiver, I'm carrying 3. Sky Moore, who I was told was supposed to be Julian Edelman. He's not. Not even a little bit. Like, what's the opposite of Julian Edelman? That's Sky Moore.
I got Lance Long.
Yeah, that's the opposite of Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
I got Jonathan Baldwin because, come on. I mean, we all know. And then I also have D'Anthony Thomas. The D'Anthony Thomas one, I will note, is maybe I was part of the hype machine because at Oregon, he was awesome. He was just... He might be one of the most electrifying college players we saw. Then he came to the Chiefs and was just there.
Can you help me understand why Clyde Edwards-Helaire didn't get your draft? Because you remember, people were making Brian Westbrook comparisons. People were making Deuce Staley comparisons early on in his career. He didn't turn out to be any of those individuals. Why did you go Dexter McCluster at RB and not go Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Now, listen, I did not like the Edwards-Helaire pick, and I like being right. And I understand why he's a letdown. He was... I mean, there was just the narrative around him was crazy. He at least had one productive season for the Chiefs. From that first year, he had 800-ish yards. I believe he had just short of 1,000 total yards. Like, I'm not describing a Hall of Famer, but he did have a level of productivity at running back in the league. Dexter McCluster was just an idea. I mean, I know that he ran through his shoes in St. Joe, but he never really did anything else of note ever on the offensive side of the ball. So Dexter McCluster got my vote there.
All right.
Tight end. Another difficult one to do because the Chiefs have two of the greatest tight ends of all time in this window. So it's got to be Mo Ioki. he's the letdown. Injuries let him down, but someone has to make the team at tight end.
Yeah, Tony Moyaki, when he was healthy, he actually wasn't that bad. He just was never healthy. Like, going back and looking at Tony Moyaki's career, I mean, he only played two seasons for the Chiefs. He had a little more than 1,000 yards. He had 80 catches for 1,000 yards, and that was it. He then played for Buffalo, Seattle, and Atlanta, and he was out of the league in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, now offensive line. I didn't want to get in the nitty-gritty of like, this is a right guard, this is a left guard. We're playing positionless football on the offensive line.
That's fair.
Here are my five linemen.
I'll let that slide.
We got Wanye Morris, Darian Kennard, Lucas Niang. God, I'm so happy I never have to hear that. You know, Chase Young really, really struggled with Lucas Niang's story ever again in my life.
I feel like Lucas Niang actually had a shot. He just had a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes, you know, when they tell us that a guy's like an injury risk or like a red flag, that guy actually ends up being that. Lucas mm-hmm. Niang maybe could have been a good player. He just could never be healthy.
And then I have Parker Anger and Donald Stevenson. That rounds out my offense.
I feel like we're being a little harsh on Donald Stevenson.
100%.
I don't like that Donald Stevenson is on this list. And Parker Anger actually turned out to be very valuable for the Chiefs. That is the person that they traded to go get Charvarius Ward.
Let's move to the defense side of the ball. FAU makes the team a D-end. FAU is one of my D-ends. The other D-end might be the biggest bust in Chiefs history. It's Breland Speaks. Just woof for Breland Speaks.
That ain't good. Breland Speaks only played 1 year in the league. That never happens for a top 50 pick. You only get one season?
Remember, he got hurt, and then he got popped for PEDs, and now he just never come back.
Yeah, just 1 year is crazy.
Defensive tackles, I have Tyson Jackson and Ryan Sims, two guys that were top 10, top 15 picks and amounted to nothing. For the older, like our era Chiefs fan, Ryan Sims, they sold us that he was the one that made Julius Peppers go. That was false. At linebacker, I got Nico Johnson and Ramique Wilson, two SEC thumpers that did no thumping for the Chiefs. And in the secondary, I got William Barty, Philip Gaines, Kavari Russell, Armani Watts, and St. Joe favorite, Sanders Cummings.
I mean, that's a strong back in there. For this game, that's a strong back end. Someone said, stall FAU out. He's a young draft pick. He's got time to recover. I don't know if he has that much time to recover with the Chiefs. I'm not saying he doesn't have time to recover for another team in the league. I mean, that's certainly possible. But if we are, like, we are heading into year three, you're on the injury list, we don't believe that you're coming back this season, you got three sacks in your first 3 years, you ain't a lock to make it for that fourth season. Not at all. Like, you are the fifth or sixth defensive end until proven otherwise on this team. So next year, and I know we got a long time till we get to next year training camp, FAU is on the roster bubble. They're not picking up your fifth year option. It's not just a contract year. It is a career year for Felix Onyedike. Like, we've seen enough of these picks. If you follow the NFL, you've seen enough selections where, yeah, guy's a first-round pick. It didn't work out in his first place. He goes and he gets a second opportunity. He flames out there. Dude's out of the league in 5-6 years. We wonder what happened. Like, that is a realistic possibility for Felix Onyedike after this news that he is going to miss the 2025 season with a hamstring injury. I know we don't have a lot of time left, so you know what? I want to spend the rest of this time taking a trip down memory lane. Yesterday, Rich Eisen hosted SportsCenter. You got to watch the video. They brought back the 1995 graphics yesterday. You know the ones I'm talking about. You know the music. Oh, my goodness. It was beautiful.
Tonight on SportsCenter, the preseason Monday Nighter certainly did not disappoint in D.C., while an old D.C. star powered up the Phillies against the Mariners twice. In Pittsburgh, Paul Skenes actually got runs, two of them. Was it enough against Toronto? But really, sometimes you gotta keep it simple and direct.
Why didn't you go down?
I wanted to score.
This show is all about strolling down memory lane. No, not about having hair. It's about throwing a whole bunch at you while having an old school good time. So stay tuned and don't flip out. SportsCenter is next. Pitt, saying this for the first time in 22 years. Welcome to SportsCenter.
It was Rich Eisen. He hosted SportsCenter yesterday for the first time since 2003. I don't know why ESPN doesn't do that. Certainly during the summer, regularly. Go back and ask former SportsCenter hosts if they would like to host the show. We would like it. We want it. 90s nostalgia is in right now. It's one of the best decisions you can make if you're ESPN. Let Rich Eisen come back. Let Charlie stop. Anybody, come back. Bob Lee, is he still with us? We still got Bob Lee here. Ask Bob Lee if he wants to do it. We all want this. It's what we want. I'd love it if you guys did this. I had a lot of fun today. I hope you guys had a lot of fun as well. Go Royals! Seth Lugo on the mound today. It's also Dollar Dogs out there at Kauffman Stadium. Make sure you drink some water. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.